says there are more than 800 confirmed cases of the new coronavirus countrywide and that at least 25 people have died. Beijing has isolated nearly a dozen cities in Hubei province with a total population of 35 million. The unprecedented move is aimed at containing the infection, which has spread to several other countries, including Japan, South Korea, Thailand, Taiwan, and the United States. Shanghai's Disney Resort, a major Lunar New Year tourist destination, is temporarily closing. In the city of Wuhan, where the virus is believed to have originated, a new 1,000-bed hospital is being built, and the hope is that it'll be completed by February 13. Medical workers are among those hit by the virus, which has spread from Wuhan to Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangdong province. Though it was a split decision, the World Health Organization decided against declaring the situation a global health emergency, which the WHO describes as an extraordinary event that puts other countries at risk and one that requires a coordinated worldwide response. Here in the U.S., the head of infection prevention at Providence, Rhode Island Regional Medical Center, Everett, Sarah Wilkerson, says medical experts believe there are two main ways to pick up the coronavirus.
They believe that it's spread potentially through droplets and that when you breathe or cough or anything like that, as well as contact, so actually direct contact with the patient or the surfaces that may be contaminated.
A U.S. federal judge has sentenced a Libyan man to more than 19 years in prison for his part in the 2012 attacks on U.S. facilities in Benghazi that killed four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens. Mustafa Al-Imam was convicted by a jury last year. He was brought to this country after U.S. troops captured him in Libya in 2017. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. This is the final day of opening arguments by the Democrats in the U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Acquittal is the most likely eventuality in the Republican-majority Senate, but Democratic House managers have delivered impassioned pleas to argue that Mr. Trump must be removed from office. House Intelligence Committee Chairman and lead House Manager Adam Schiff said late yesterday, quote, "If right doesn't matter, we're lost. If truth doesn't matter, we're lost." We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Today we'll focus on the obstruction of Congress charge after yesterday's case on abuse of power. Relying on playback from diplomats' testimony about pressure on Ukraine, House impeachment manager Sylvia Garcia says,
"A corrupt deal. An Oval Office meeting for investigations. Quid pro quo."
Congressman Adam Schiff says the president should be removed from office because he put his personal interests ahead of the country.
"That makes him dangerous. To us."
Republican senators like John Barrasso complained about the repetition of the trial.
"It seems like Groundhog's Day in the Senate."
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The International Court of Justice in The Hague has ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect its Muslim Rohingya population from persecution and atrocities, and to preserve evidence of alleged crimes against them. Joe Davies of Reuters has a report.
Thursday's court ruling came after the mostly Muslim Gambia launched a lawsuit in November at the UN's highest body for disputes between states. It accused Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention.
"It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide under the terms of the Genocide Convention."
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017.
Joe Davies of Reuters filed that report. Thousands of supporters of an influential radical Shiite cleric gathered today in central Baghdad, demanding that American troops leave the country. There has been heightened anti-U.S. sentiment since an American drone strike this month killed a top Iranian general in the Iraqi capital. Since mid-morning on the Muslim Day of Prayer, loudspeakers have blared, "No, no America." Roads and bridges leading to the heavily fortified Green Zone, the seat of Iraqi government and home to several foreign embassies, including the American, were blocked off by concrete barriers. Iraqi security forces stood guard, blocking access to the zone's gates. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America.